less than 30 hours until Election Day here in the United States.
Right now, early voting is still ongoing in some states, adding to record turnout this year.
Both presidential candidates are offering their closing message to voters who may still be on the fence. Today, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden made a stop in Philadelphia to speak at his Souls to the Polls rally. He renewed his promise to address the pandemic and bring people together.
We choose hope over fear. We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. And yes, we choose truth over lies, the multiple lies he repeats. It's time to stand up. It's time to take back our democracy. We can do this. We're better than this. We're better than what we've been. We can be at our best. This is the United States of America.
President Trump spent most of the day making his final push to attract voters. The president made stops today in Iowa, Michigan, and North Carolina. Right now, he's on his way to Georgia, and after that, he'll head down to Florida for a rally there. During a speech in Michigan, the president cast himself as the outsider candidate.
I'm not just running against Joe Biden. I'm running against the left-wing mob, the left-wing media, big tech giants. I'm running against the rhinos. They're probably the worst of all. And I'm running against the swamp. The swamp is very deep and very vicious. And they are not happy with the job we've done. And by the way, I don't know if you've been watching what's going on with the election. And this isn't even polls anymore. This is like fact. These are people going out and voting. We're doing very, very well.
Vice President Mike Pence spent time campaigning in the Southeast. He made a stop in Boone, North Carolina, where he attended a church service with voters. Evangelist Franklin Graham went to the service with the Vice President. The Vice President not speaking directly to reporters at the event, but yesterday, while he was also in North Carolina, he explained what he believes is the choice in this election.
It's whether we're going to chart a course for our children and our grandchildren. Build on our great American heritage of faith and family and freedom and patriotism and limited government and individual responsibility. Or whether we're going to let Joe Biden and the Democratic Party surrender to the radical left.
And Senator Kamala Harris spent time making her pitch to voters on behalf of Joe Biden. She made stops in both Georgia and North Carolina. Senator Harris shared the stage with Georgia politician Stacey Abrams. They addressed the topic of race in America and explained what Biden would do as president.
Georgia, there's a clear choice in this election. A clear choice. In the midst of it all, we are also having a long overdue reckoning on racial injustice in America. Joe Biden, a student of America's history, someone who has the courage to speak truth, has the courage to speak the phrase, Black Lives Matter.